Is there a difference between a kettle and a iron pot?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the difference?
A pot is bigger, and a kettle is a small, is not as large as a pot with a lid on it, you know. You can slide the lid on and hit, you know, and slide it back. A kettle is there. I think I got an old kettle, old iron kettle up down at home. I think I ought to look, since I come up and see it. And no, we did have one or two over on the way before we moved. He was coming on, you know, on the bow off such a old thing like that, you know, funk, you know. I don't know what these of them have, you know. I think it's kind of an old smokehouse thing.
What do you call the flatter pan that maybe Herman uses when she wants to cook her bacon?
She called that a kickstand, a wheel pan, you know. You take it and put all the things that you can get all around it, you know, and sit down and live at the table, you know.
Well, what about when she's cooking it on the stove? What does she, is it a pan that's flat, which its sides just come up a little bit, and she could cook some potatoes in it, or she might cook bacon in it. What would you call
that? Call that a baking pan.
What is a frying pan?
And that would you fry meat, a chicken, one thing out there, you know?
Okay, so what might be cooked in the baking pan as opposed to the frying pan?
Frying pan, it deals up sort of high, you know. A baking pan is a flat thing. A frying pan is not like a baking pan. His baking pan is got sides to it, you know. You just put your grease in there, and it can't run out, you know. And you put that in one of the other old pans, well, you see, just like a plate, a dainty deep of a plate. It might call a level thing, or just, or you just cook a little old hook of bread on it, let's slap it over right quick, you know.
When you're working outside and Herman calls you to eat, you do something with your hands before you eat the food. What do you do?
Well, you go to the washstand, wash your face and hands.
Alright.
Wash your mouth out.
What happens, what does Herman do with the dishes after you've finished eating?
He takes them, stacks them up, washes them, and places them back in the sink.
Well, after she washes them, they have soap on them. So what does she do?
She rinses them all. Water.
Does she, after she rinses them, does she do something?
She puts them back in the safe.
Does she do something with them before she puts them back in the safe?
No, she just put them in a...
While they're wet, does she do something before then?
She dries them. She just have a dry rag, you know, as she done rinse, take them in and dry them out, and then throw them back in the safe, you know.
What kind of things does Herman use in cleaning her house, your house? What does she use to clean it?
She uses a mop, a broom. Mop and broom.
Anything else that she uses?
Ma'am.
Is there anything else that she might use?
Not that I know. She has a vacuum cleaner, you know. You use it on certain parts of the house on different rugs, you know. A vacuum cleaner couldn't clean the chair. The chair right here, the chair rug on this rug. They couldn't clean there. See, if a soft rug, you know, and a track on it, that vacuum cleaner, it just put it all right here to pick up all the little stuff in that one. They got different things made now. They got something, you know, like it'll blow dust and stuff out of this room, you know, on the floor. They take it along with it, clean it, it'll go.